Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, everybody? I welcome you to another fantastic, fabulous, famous episode of Inside Acting. I'm your host, the man who writes and acts, the star of print, stage, and screen, in fact, the king of DC media, William Powell. Let me tell you that tonight's episode is brought to you by DC Actors Examiner, most easily found by Googling DC Actors Examiner. Tonight I have joining me up-and-coming young actor Niall Segura, star of the soon-to-be-released horror flick The Eugenist, directed by none other than Tariq Elik Nasheed. Let me tell you that I'm going to be teaching a class entitled Stage Presence for the Boardroom. And if you live here in the D.C. area, you should come check it out. It's going to be Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Tuition is $125. It wraps up October 17th, starts September 19th. To register, go to www.performingartstrainingstudio.com. That's www.performingartstrainingstudio.com. And I've got a news item here to read before Mr. Segura joins us. I see that one of the old-timers, Dick Van Dyke, will be honored with the 2012 SAG Life Achievement Award. That'll be January 27th of next year. It says here, Dick Van Dyke is a beloved actor, singer, dancer, writer, and comedian. He will receive the SAG-AFTRA highest honor, the SAG Life Achievement Award for Career Achievement and Humanitarian Accomplishment. Van Dyke will be presented the Performers Union's most prestigious accolade, given annually to an actor who fosters the finest ideals of the acting profession. And like I said earlier, that will be Sunday, January 27th, 2013. Dick Van Dyke, he was really the business back in the day, the 50s, 60s, and Dick Van Dyke Show, so many movies, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and all that stuff back in the day. He's been around forever. So let me read a little bit here about Mr. Segura, who will be joining us shortly. He grew up in New Jersey on the outskirts of New York City. Born into a family of musicians, artists, filmmakers, and scientists. And he's the self-described man of the world. He started out as an athletic background, born with an adeptness in movement, strength, and physical grace. And he's one of these cats. He's got that natural charisma on screen. He's been in films like Me and the Devil Blues. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, he was in The Eugenist, which is currently in post-production. He was in 59 Seconds, and he's going to talk about that when he comes on. He actually was in a movie with Donza Lee Abernathy, who was from a prominent civil rights family. And he's going to talk a little bit about that. I had the pleasure of studying with Terry Schreiber, who is a famed acting coach up in New York City. And I know that he comes down to Baltimore, down to Johns Hopkins, like about once a year. And it says here that also that Niall has also studied with him. So I think that was very impressive, because Terry Schreiber is the business. He's been in the business forever. I think he's like late 70s, something like that, and he's been around. So we're just waiting for Niall to give us a hoot and a holler right here, and he'll be joining us any second. I'd like to interview up-and-comers, because, you know, you're going to – I got a good feeling about Niall. He's gonna be doing big things. He's going to be doing really big things. He's got about – oh, this is about 8 or 10 films here, and he's got some appearances on TV. He's got Law and Order SUV. Actually, SVU. That's easy to mess up. Got a little bit of theater. Got a little bit of voiceover. Got a little bit of everything. So he is up and coming. He's definitely up and coming. So like I said earlier, if you're in the D.C. area, definitely come check out my class. So stage presence for the boardroom. It's even if you have no experience acting, you can really go a long way to helping your presence in the boardroom. So let's see what we got going on here. And I do not see him on the board yet. And see, I'm logged in here. And we will wait for a little while right here. Wait for him to call in, see what's going on here. He's got a lot of talent, a lot of talent. Let's see what else is going on in the news while we're waiting for Mr. Segura to call in. There's a lot going on. House of Cards is still going strong here in the D.C. area. And that is a movie that's produced by, actually it's a TV series produced by Netflix. And that is been in production for several months here in the D.C. area. And I've been an extra on there a couple times. A lot of people in the area have taken advantage of that. And I got to see Mr. Spacey, Kevin Spacey, who was the star. And one thing I noticed is that in between takes, I know that Spacey's always at rest. He's very smart because those days are very, very long, very, very long days. So he's smart enough to rest between takes, which is always very smart if you're going to have a 16-hour day. So that is very, very, very important. Very important. Don't forget that. Let's see here. We got an item from, what is this, Backstage News. It's a website. I see that Boardwalk Empire, it's of course, unless you've been under a rock, you know that Boardwalk Empire is a HBO series, been on a few years now. They're seeking union African American, and this is from Grant Wilfley Casting. The casting upcoming episode, it's set in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Hence the name Boardwalk. Got a shoot coming up August 24th, 27th, and 28th in the New York City area. And let's see what else they say about this here. Okay, that's a little short listing there. You got to be able to be a member to see a little bit more of that. See, the same company, they are looking for some non-union actors. They just give you part of the breakdown here. They do not give you the full story right here. So let me see what's going on and see if I can put in a phone call and see what is going on here and see if I can get Mr. Segura to join us. Hopefully, if nothing happens, he will be joining us very, very soon. Unless there's a snafu going on with my studio here. It's happened sometime. Get this East German surplus equipment here, and sometimes you have some difficulties with people getting through, so we will see what's going on here. And so we'll just wait a little bit here. So he should be joining us any second here. shouldn't take too much longer. So now going back to Boardwalk Empire here on backstage.com. Let's see what else they have. See, they didn't have anything else for that particular show. Let's go on over to Synopsis and see what's going on over there. Synopsis is a very good site. It's not just acting jobs, but it's also production jobs. They got jobs all over. Just for grins and giggles, I'll take a look at Los Angeles, California, otherwise known as Los Angeles, California. Let's see what they've got here. And let me just check in to see if Mr. Segura has joined us. He has not. And let's see. A nationally syndicated daytime talk show is looking for experience. Producer ideally would have experience producing for a daytime show with a studio audience, booking and pre-interviewing guests, pitching show topics. You should send your resume to talkshowstaffing@gmail.com. And that's in Los Angeles, California. Let's see what else we got here. Let's see. Somebody's looking for a production consultant in Atlanta. Act as a cost consultant for an auto dealer group overseeing production of TV, radio commercials. Knowledge of all costs associated with production and talent is a must. And they want you to send a resume to DRAY23001@gmail.com. So let's see. I'm getting a message here that Mr. Segura is not able to get through. And let me see what is going on here. I got some difficulties here trying to see what in the world's going on here. Ah, here he is. I see him now. Hey, Naya, what's up, man? Sorry for the inconvenience.
Oh, no problem. Mr. Sir
yeah.
William Power Jr., how we doing?
Yes, that's right, man. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Hi, where are you at now? Where are you right now?
I'm actually in New York right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's good. Well, how's the weather
right
there?
This inconvenience here. I was trying to call, and I guess the signals were all jammed up.
Yeah, man. It's this East German. Like I told my listeners, it's this East German equipment, man. I don't know, man. This thing, Blog Talk Radio, they got to step
it
up. Yeah, man, the old stuff. Maybe it's Cuban. I don't know where to get this stuff, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I just want to say I'm so thankful for being on this radio show with you and for you having me coming out and speaking like this. I'm really so thankful, and thank you so much.
Oh, man, no problem, man. I see you're an up-and-comer, man. I'm just so excited, man. I saw your resume, man, and all the things you've been doing and just all the hot movies you're in. Spitting that hot fire on the screen.
Yeah.
So speaking of hot fire, let's talk about the movie that everybody's talking about right now, The Eugenist. Tell me about that.
Well, this isn't your average horror movie right here. It's a crazy ride, The Eugenist. It's basically a story of some young adults who are living in this obscure town in middle America, and they come across this abandoned school, so to say, high school, and the twist is the government is doing some secret operations here at this school. Now, we don't know if it's, you know, the Illuminati or some secret new world order, but a whole bunch of stuff goes down in this school, and so it becomes a fight for survival amongst these zombies, so to say, and you know, it's a crazy thriller, and I don't want to give away the whole story here, but it's different. And the way I tried to approach this role, I actually play a character, Sean. He's this this football player in his senior year, and things aren't going too well for him as far as, you know, the team and winning games. He's kind of down and out about himself through the movie, and there's this higher calling for him to, you know, step up and rise to the occasion in the midst of zombies trying to attack me and my friends. So I rise to the call, Sean, so to say, rise to the call, and he saves his friends and tries to battle these zombies here, and it's just a crazy, crazy ride. And working on this film was amazing. I learned things I never knew I had the capacity to learn, working with an amazing director, Tariq Nasheed. Need I say more? You look this guy up, I mean, there's nothing more to say.
I'm a huge fan. As a matter of fact, I interviewed him twice for my column, DC Actors Examiner, and I talked to him
Mac
about
Daddy.
Yep, Tariq Elite. But I talked to Tariq about, 8-9 months ago about the film, and one thing he said, he didn't allow any lollygagging. You know, man, how would you able to direct put the film in the can that fast?
Well, just perseverance and, you know, sticking to the point at hand. And
right.
It's a collaborative process, trying to make a film here, and everybody's got to be on the same page and the same energy level and just have fun with it.
Right. And y'all shot that down in Atlanta?
Yes, sir.
So how was that? I mean, what were some of the challenges?
Well, you know, I've worked with a lot of great people. There's wonderful actress named Ramona McGowan I worked with, and a lot of people just brought very different things to the film, and it all helped me to put me in a place where I can really feel a sense of reality in what I'm doing, my character, and I think that, you know, if everybody, you know, everybody feeds off each other in a situation like this, and especially a horror movie, it's just really, I believe that the genre of horror is really just, it's a challenging one, because everybody has different fears, everybody is, everybody kind of gets scared of, you know, the different things that, you know,
Everybody has fears. Yeah, everybody has. People like to be scared in the movies.
Yeah.
And, you know, zombies are just huge right now.
Yes. And, I mean, once you watch it, I mean, it's really going to be crazy. But working on that film was great, because I actually, you know, it allowed me to, like, enter a different part of me, and I got to, you know, do my own stunts in the movie. It's just a wild ride. It really is. It was just fun doing the whole film. And, you know, being in Atlanta, it was a great city, and, you know, working with great people, you know, I couldn't ask for more.
So talk a little bit about the audition process.
The audition process was, it was rigorous, but myself, you know, being East Coast, up here in the East Coast, New York, I met with Tariq through Skype. We Skyped, and we actually, you know, we went through the audition process, and he liked what he saw, and you know, it just went on from there.
Okay, yeah. So did you have to have like a call back out in L.A. or what?
Actually, no. I mean, I was blessed enough where he was looking for his character, and you know, he saw what he had in mind, and, you know, he found it in me, and I brought it to where, you know, it was supposed to go, and we went from there.
That's pretty impressive. You know, a lot of times actors have to go through a lot of callbacks and they got to go through all these hoops.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's like you hit the ball out of the park the first time. Huh?
I know exactly what that's like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It sounded like
I
you
mean,
hit the ball out
of the park. I just got done going on an audition today, as a matter of fact. You know, the process never stops.
Actors are professional auditioners.
Yeah.
You know? What would you try out for today?
Actually, I'm working with a couple different commercial agents in New York, and I actually did a commercial today for Optimum Online, and I played a young cop who's trying to get this so-called disher who's on top of a building trying to, you know, I guess commit suicide because he is engaged in a deal with a Dish Network that's not working out for him, and I tried to play a cop who's like commonly, you know, trying to settle him down from the roof there and tell him that Optimum Online is the way to go.
Oh man, these commercials, what can I tell you?
yeah.
Wow.
But, you know, the process is, I love the process. It's all fun to me, and you know, whether you're auditioning or, you know, you're working on a film or a commercial or whatnot, it's all one to me, you know, and I love it. I love what I do.
That's what's up. That is what's up. So now, it sounds to me, I would hazard a guess that you're in a union.
Well, William, I'm actually not. I'm non-union. And,
wow.
Yeah, I'm a non-union actor right now who's, you know, just doing what I need to do, and you know, I don't want to get into the whole union thing, but you know, it's a crazy ordeal, and you know, when the time comes for me to become union, I think that, you know, it will go good, and you know, I'll eventually, you know, fit in where I need to go.
Oh yeah. Oh, no doubt about that. Yeah. You don't want to get in there too soon.
Yeah. There's a lot of talk about, you know, the union and, you know, what's right, be non-union or union, and, you know, just, I believe that, you know, if you're meant to be, you know, union actor, it'll come, you know.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, there's advantages and disadvantages. I know down here in the D.C. area, I know there's not a whole lot of work for union. So you try to go union, you're starved to death down here. It's tough.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're, I mean, there's a lot of I think we're the second largest stage venue in the country in D.C. So if you're, you know, just a lights out talented guy that's on stage down here, you know, Actors Equity, you know, the stage union, you probably do okay. But then just TV and film, it's booming right now because of House of Cards with Kevin Spacey, but right now it's, you know, you're not going to be able to make a living. It's kind of tough.
Yeah. You know, that's up to the person.
Well, yeah.
I mean, how much are you willing to sacrifice for your craft and, you know, just put the nose to the grindstone.
Right. So now I see that you have an impressive list of movies here. We'll just run down a couple movies. Just tell us a little bit about these movies and
how you
got cast and what you think about them, and, you know, which, see, you got a lot of leads, which is very good. And, folks, if you ever go to Nyel's website, it's www.nyelsegura, that's NYELLSEGURA.com. Click on his resume page, and you'll see, and this is where you do a resume. He's got, like, for example, okay, The Eugenist, okay, that's Tariq Nasheed's film. And you go to the middle column there, it says lead. You know, and then he's got director Tariq Nasheed. And then the next one got 59 seconds, he has lead. I mean, that's the way you're supposed to. You're laughing, but I'm serious. It's you know, a lot of people don't know how to format their resume, but that's what a lot of agents look at. They want to see where you lead. In fact, why don't you take a second and just explain to some of the listeners out there what, you know, the difference between lead, supporting, principal, and all that.
Well, the lead is, you know, the actor who is, you know, the main character in the story, who's carrying, you know, the scene and the story and what happens for most of the part of the film. And I, you know, I it depends on, you know, what you relate to and what character, you know, calls you out and, you know, you can find the most significance with.
Right. Okay, what about, like, supporting principal and all that?
Supporting principal, being a principal, I consider, like, you know, the principal and the lead is, for the most part, you know, the sort of having, like, the same role. And, you know, you're supporting, you know, you're helping the main lead in the film to your co-character, you're helping him and telling the story and, you know, whatever role you're playing in that story. But you're working alongside the lead.
Right, absolutely. Okay, let's talk a little bit about some of your other movies here. Like 59 Seconds, what was that about?
59 Seconds was a wonderful film. It actually, it was actually my first official leading role in a movie. I played a character named Xavier. Now, if I was to describe 59 Seconds for you, it would be like it'd be like a cross between Hamlet and Boys in the Hood. I played this crazy,
okay.
This crazy character named Xavier, who's just kind of just this. You know, I mean, this whole era of, you know, being a teenager and, you know, confusion and, you know, just being like, you know, caught up in all the, like, you know, forthcomings and confusions of life and trying to find your way in the world. And Xavier is somebody who's just, he's a character that's screaming out for help, but doesn't really have the wherewithal to show it or to say he really needs help. And throughout the movie, I do a lot of crazy things and, you know, it's just like a character, you know, I gravitated to because I saw a part of him in me. And I think, like, you know, once people see this movie, once it comes out, it's really going to be a penetrating film into, you know, to people's lives because it goes so deep on many different levels. And I got to work with a bunch of great people, director Benedict Dorsey. I worked with Donzelay Abernathy, you know, and just amazing people who taught me so much about the craft, and I'm so thankful for that experience.
Yeah, she's the daughter of Ralph Abernathy, Donzelay Abernathy.
Yeah,
I saw her in that Civil War epic. Was it Gods and Generals?
Gods and Generals.
With Robert Duvall. Yeah, so she's been around for a while.
That's right. Absolutely right.
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
She's a wonderful actress. She's so talented, and I learned so much from her. And I mean, there was this one scene where it was sort of the end scene in the movie, and she just went into this place where I can't even describe it. She just brought such a reality to her character. And she really just transformed right in front of my eyes, and I was so amazed to see this, and it really moved me, and I learned so much just from watching her. She's such a great actress, and I can't be thankful enough to just being around the people who worked on that film and the whole crew, and everybody was amazing. It was such a wonderful experience.
Yeah, I mean, I'm envious of folks that can do that. Just on a personal note, I mean, for me, I have a stage background, and I've gotten better over the years on camera, but that is very – there's a reason why those actors make all those millions of dollars. I mean, the camera does not lie, folks. I mean, it's – like you say, it's transformed right in front of you. Yeah, you're laughing, but it's true. I mean, the camera captures everything, your thoughts. I mean, it can really read your thoughts, and that's – it's like hitting a baseball. Some people just, you know – some people can do it, some people can't.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was your favorite role?
My favorite role? Well, I'd have to say that, you know, out of my list of accomplishments, I would have to say this, my favorite role that I've played, and if you look at my resume, there's a short film, actually, me and my brother did. His name is Cyrus Segori, but look out for that name. I'm telling you right now. But I played a crazy terrorist by the name of Abdul Jalalabad. And it's a short little funny film. Some people might not get it. Some people might not connect with it. But if you look on YouTube, you type in Terror Errors. It's a funny little film. I think that was, for me, the funnest role I ever played to date.
Terror Errors, okay. Oh, and then you mentioned earlier, 59 Seconds. Where can we see that one?
Well, 59 Seconds has been in post-production mode for some time now. And,
okay.
I expect it's coming out this year, 2012. And you just need to look out for it, and it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be a wonderful story. There's so many levels to this. It's wonderful. And I mean, like me doing it, I just hope that I can, you know, just be truthful enough to, you know, where people can connect to it and find some sort of, you know, residency in the role I played, and it was a wonderful gift to be a part of that ride.
And likewise, what's the latest on the Eugenics? When do you think that one's going to come out?
I think the Eugenics is going to be out by this year, and depending whether or not, you know, it's going to be put in a whole bunch of film festivals or, you know, go to DVD or whatnot, theater. That's entirely, you know, up to it, to the, you know, way it's taken, the way it's reviewed, and I hope it can go to the top because it was such a wonderful project and the people who were part of it were amazing.
Now I'm looking at some of your TV credits here. You have Law and Order SVU. Did you have any lines in that one? I see you played a detective.
Yeah, I actually played a young detective. It wasn't like a major role, but I played a young detective in the precinct who comes up to Ice-T and asks him where, you know, the next drop is going to be in a drug hit, and we go from there. It's just, you know, I'm in the New York area, so I'm constantly, you know, in motion and working on the TV shows out here, and there's a lot of stuff going on out here, and I try to place myself amongst the best and, you know, try and do what I can.
So how do you get those gigs up there?
I have a wonderful manager who's actually helping me out a lot, and, you know, she gets me these wonderful roles, and it's hard to come by, but, you know, it takes a lot of determination to, you know, go after these different roles in TV and film, and it's all great.
You know, I think the best actors, I think, come from the stage. You look at Denzel. I mean, you look at Sam Jackson. I see here you were part of something called Terry Schreiber Studio, and I've studied under Mr. Schreiber.
Oh, you have? That's wonderful.
Yeah, he comes down to Johns Hopkins about every May. And, in fact, the guy that played, God, this is like probably even before my time, there was a show called Adam's Family, the guy that played the father on there. He's like 80-something now. Anyway, John Astin and his son runs the acting program at Johns Hopkins, and he hosts it. Well, anyway, you know, Schreiber comes down there, and he has a sort of a workshop that he puts on down there every year. But talk a little bit about some of the things you learned from Mr. Schreiber.
Terry is just a wonderful man, and such a patient, understanding soul, and he really is a master at the craft. And I've worked with him before, and I've studied with a lot of different teachers through his program. One naming Susan Pillard. I studied with she's a scene study teacher, but I continue to study with them, but I take away so much from that, and just as an actor, I've grown so much through that organization, and Terry is a wonderful teacher.
Yeah, talk a little bit more in detail about, though, like, what's some of the, what's the most unique thing you learned from them? Something that you really didn't know before.
Well, in my beginnings, I really had this, I had this opportunity to train with him, and there was an issue of, you know, me coming out as an actor and developing my voice, and he really taught me to kind of just let my voice come out, my real voice, and really, like, have the natural ability to express myself and the confidence to express myself. And it's an ongoing process, but he's just a wonderful person, you know, and I think that, you know, everything I learned from him, you know, it's just helped me immensely in all my roles and future roles to come.
That's what's up. So talk about now what you got coming down the pike. I mean, got any hot movies
coming up? Well, I recently took a trip out to New Orleans, and I got to work with a wonderful producer, actress named Deanna Meskey. There's a festival going out in New Orleans called the 48-Hour Film Festival, which ended about a week ago. And the film that we did was called Flip. It's strangely enough about this this lady who has a husband who is a soldier in the Iraqi war, who goes off to war and comes back to find that she is cheating on him with me. And I end up being in the house when he comes back, and I, you know, at that point, you know, it's time for me to hop out the window and, you know, get my little, you know, tail out of there. But the twist is that she kind of just imagined this whole thing, and her husband actually was killed in action, and to whatever, like, post-mortem she was going through, she imagined this whole thing and ends up killing me with a butcher knife. And,
that's
that was
not good.
That was a little short film in New Orleans that day.
Wow.
But, yeah, you know.
Well, you had the good and you had the very, very bad, all in the same movie.
Yeah. I mean, the different characters I play are all just, you know, I guess different facets of me, and it's funny because acting, this whole ride has just been a sort of like self-discovering, illuminating process of, you know, trying to figure out who I am and what relationship I am to, you know, my life and what I live, and I love it, you know. I love the life I live.
That's good, yeah.
And the people
and,
I have such a supportive team. You know, my mother, my brother have been there for me immensely, and I can't thank them enough for helping me out for what I'm doing. And I'm just excited about the future and what's to come.
Yeah, family is very important. Just having that support system, man. I mean, that's what's up. That's very important. Yeah, so you're able to do this full time, right? You don't have a square job or anything like that?
No, you know, I do. You gotta have your survival job, you know, and I do, and I, you know, you gotta in this crazy, you know, business, you gotta figure out a way to, you know, make your money and you know, go on auditions and, you know, whatnot, and dedicate your time to the craft and developing. And it's just a great balancing act, but I'm in it to win it, you know?
Yeah, that's the only way to be in it.
And I'm sure you know, as being an actor, you know, you already know, right?
In it to win it. So, see, before I let you go, so any advice for aspiring actors?
Okay, well, as I'm going through this, you know, it comes to me that the key point in survival, because that's what it comes down to in this game, is just staying present, just staying there on the front line and constantly, you know, putting yourself out there and just, you know, having just good feelings about what you're doing and, you know, what you're doing for everybody else. Because an actor, you know, when people are in the theater or they're watching, you know, from the stage, or they're seeing, you know, this person on screen give everything they have, you know, that actor is just given so much. He is, in a sense, you know, just this, like, informative essence on humanity. And I think that, you know, that's one of the most important jobs in the world, if you think about it. And you just gotta be 100% in it. And it's not about the monetary gain in the beginning. It's just, you worry about all that stuff later. It's just the love you put into it. You put into your craft and into what you're doing. And there's so much to learn about yourself and the world around you. And I think it's all such a wonderful process.
That's profound. I mean, you got to have that love and be able to put in that blood, sweat, and tears. I mean, it's really, I think, what it comes down to. Okay, so before I let you go, this is your chance to just plug yourself, man. Your website, your Twitter, your Facebook, your this, your that. Put it on
there. Yeah, all of that. you know, holler at me on the website, NayelSegura.com, Twitter, Nayel Segura. And, you know, let me know, like, once these films come out and obviously people see them, you know, they get a better idea of what, you know, I'm about and what I can bring to the screen. And, you know, I see myself as the future of film. And I just hope people are ready for that. Because it's going in a wonderful direction. And film, TV is all, it's amazing where it's at right now. You know, it's a new place, and people are more than ever in this time we live in are connecting to it and watching to it and listening to the stories you have to tell, because there's a whole world out there.
That's very profound, man. I see you've done a lot of thinking about the business, man. I'm really impressed by that.
Yeah, you got to think about it. You got to think about it.
Well,
and, you know,
I'm
so thankful to be on this show, William. Really, it's such a pleasure, you know, speaking with you. And I know you got a lot of wisdom behind all that. And I can't be more thankful. I'm really just like ecstatic right now.
Well, that's good, man.
Yeah,
well,
like, this is amazing, you know.
That's good. I'm glad you feel that way, man. Well, thank you for coming on. I'm so glad you had time out of your busy schedule, man. You're blowing it up. So, you know, I'm just so glad you came on. I'm sure we might have you on again sometime.
Oh, I definitely look forward to it. Definitely.
Yes. Absolutely. Okay, man. Well, I'm about to let you go and just thank you again. And we're definitely going to have you on again, man.
All right, man. I look forward to that moment.
All right, man. You have a fantastic night, brother.
All right, big bro. I'll take you later.
Okay, now. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
And I just want to tell all my fellow thespians out there to do something for your career every day and break a leg.